The Hadas is three tefachim, which translated into our measurements is about 11.5 inches, 11.5 inches. You measure that size starting on the top. You do not count the leaves, you count the wood. On the bottom, if you have wood sticking out without leaves on it, that's not part of the shear. The shear should be 11.5 inches of wood covered with leaves. 11.5 inches of wood covered with leaves. You have wood and leaves together. Of that shear, the chatkila, the whole length of that, though that size, should be the chatkila meshulash. Meshulash means that there are three leaves coming out at the same level, the same tier. There's three leaves coming out at the same level. That's called meshulash. The chatkila, all of the 11.5 inches should be of that type. If you don't have that, as long as a rive of that, the majority of that 11.5 inches, let's say 6 inches, is covered with those type of leaves, which come out three at the same height, that's kosher. And the remaining are coming out not exactly the same height. The definition of coming out at the same height, you would draw a line around the wood. If the stem of the three little leaves which are coming out all touch that line, you draw a circular line around the circumference of the piece of wood. If the stems of the leaves are all touching that wood, that's called it coming out from the same height. So one might be a little higher, a little lower, that's all called coming out from the same height. It's preferred, again, it's preferred that they should be, that you should, it's, the idea of the Torah calls it Meshulash, calls it, the Torah refers to them, we call them Hadasim, and the Torah refers to them as Anaf Eitz Avos, which is this idea of being surrounded. It's preferred you should have the leaves so thick that you don't see the wood at all. This is like a heater. It's also a hitter that the leaves are smaller is considered a hitter, that they're not very large. That's also considered, so it looks more like a chain. You look at something that looks like a chain, and that's the Anaf Eitz Avos that the Torah is referring to. If the leaves fall off, as long as you have the majority of the leaves on, it's still kosher. However, the Mishabura raises the following question. If you have your Meshulish up and down, and in each one of those tiers, each one of those levels, one leaf falls off. So you have the majority of your leaves left, but none of them are Meshulash anymore. Rav are not Meshulash anymore. So the Mishabura reigns with the questions. You should be careful with your leaves. When you put them into the holder, which holds the lulav, it can tear out the leaves. So you have to be very careful. When you put them into that holder, you should do it. You should soften that holder a little bit, widen it a little bit. When you put the hadasim in, they shouldn't be torn out. If the leaves turn black, that's not a problem. Leaves turn black, that's not a problem. There's one more heat in regards to hadas. It should smell nicely. And many people save their hadasim after sukkah. They usually put it into their besamim for Motzi Shabbos. Two announcements. One announcement is there's a new chalim list for the month of Tishrei. So please, if you want to have a name to be said for the chalim, please put that on that list. And shir is at 9:25. Have a good morning.